A Cold Day in Paradise by Steve Hamilton, read by Nick Sullivan.
Disc 1.
Chapter 1. There is a bullet in my chest, less than a centimeter from my heart. I don't think about it much anymore. It's just a part of me now. But every once in a while, on a certain kind of night, I remember that bullet. I can feel the weight of it inside me. I can feel its metallic hardness. And even though that bullet has been warming inside my body for 14 years, on a night like this, when it is dark enough and the wind is blowing, that bullet feels as cold as the night itself. It was a Halloween night, which always makes me think about my days on the force. There's nothing like being a policeman in Detroit on Halloween night. The kids wear masks, but instead of trick-or-treating, they burn down houses. The next day, there might be 40 or 50 houses reduced to black skeletons, still smoking. Every cop is out on the streets looking for kids with gasoline cans and calling in the fires before they rage out of control. The only thing worse than being a Detroit policeman on Halloween night is being a Detroit fireman. But that was a long time ago. 14 years since I took that bullet. 14 years and a good 300 miles away, due south. It might as well have been another planet, in another lifetime. Paradise, Michigan, is a little town in the Upper Peninsula, on the shores of Lake Superior, across Whitefish Bay from Sault Ste. Marie, or the Sioux, as the locals call it. On a Halloween night in Paradise, you might see a few paper ghosts in the trees, whipped by the wind off the lake. Or you might see a car filled with costumed children on their way to a party, witches and pirates looking out the back window at